Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
It's often been said that a lot of the reasons we can't move our lives forward is because we have to take care of what happened in the back of our lives, be it a trauma or a situation that's literally holding us back. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. You may be suffering from a trauma in your life and not even be aware of it. And then you wonder why I'm, quote unquote, stuck. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, a transitions coach. She's also a spiritual guide and so much more. And she's with Dragonfly Passages. Andrea Dragonfly is back with us today. Hey, Andrea, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's so good to have you back. And I want to dig deeper into traumas. It's kind of the center for a lot of things that a lot of us go through. And why we go to therapy, why we even look at energy healing and chakra balancing and all of that. When we talk about a trauma, what are we talking about? Could it be big? Could it be small? It's still called a trauma?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question. So different traumas, I mean, there's going to be different levels of intensity to traumas, you know, and we can have these experiences, you know, coming from something that, you know, could be a physical experience of a car accident, right? It doesn't have to be a car accident. It could be any kind of physical body accident. A person accidentally cuts their finger off. You know what I mean? Mm. So we can have these physical traumas. And so really what happens on a physical level is we're having a very intensified experience to something like, oh my God, this just happened to me, you know? And so even within a physical setting, we can have a small trauma of, you know, a car accident that a person gets whiplash. And even though it's not necessarily small in some respect, we definitely, you know, have a physical ailment that we need to work with. But I'm just going to try to, you know, kind of like bring this into understanding. So we can have these very diverse, you know, interactions with the world. And these are sometimes you know, very external relationship to something that's coming at us from outside of ourselves. And then we can also have an emotional trauma, right? Something that happens that really significantly hurts the way we receive, you know, our emotions. And so oftentimes this is an emotional and a mental, and they always kind of work together. And so we talk about these subtle energy bodies, and I'm kind of just pointing them out right now. So we have a physical energy body, we have an emotional and mental energy body that actually operates as one. They work together. And then we also have a soul energy body, and we have a spirit energy body. So when we're confronted with a trauma, the trauma actually permeates each one of these subtle energy bodies. So how do we experience that trauma on a physical level? How do we experience that trauma on an emotional, mental level? How do I experience that on the soul level? Because the soul level also is part of what we're up to in our lifetimes, about growing our awareness, being able to move ourselves forward through the trauma. And ultimately, when we go seeking trauma support and trauma healing, we really are ultimately wanting to shift it on the soul level so that we have a different experience from the pattern that trauma has imprinted within our energy bodies or how we operate. And then ultimately, we move into the spirit body, which is, I came in to overcome this trauma, and now I can really grow from it on a much grander level and understanding the wisdom that trauma actually brought to me. So when we look at these different types of traumas, and I said something as, you know, as kind of sort of minor as whiplash, because even if we lost our finger, that's pretty major. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that was a part of me that I was born with, and I no longer have that, right? And so I work with a lot of people going through these different types of passages, and oftentimes they are trauma passages, Steve. You know, in rites of passage, we celebrate cross-culturally from time immemorable, is that, you know, we celebrate our growth processes. You know, we think about those in the Western world as birth and as puberty and coming of age and marriage, childbirth, the wisdom years of turning 50, retirement and death. But we never think about these traumas that come into our lives unexpectedly as another rite of passage, because these are the ones that are really the hard ones, the difficult ones, that often leave us in a state of loss, of a state of like inability to function and get past them. And so we're feeling them on through our subtle energy bodies and on a very large impact to how they play out in our lives.
So it could be, Andrea, something big or small, it sounds like. For example, let's say you went through a divorce, big trauma, right? And it could have been recent, it could have been 10 years ago, 2015, whatever. But it sounds like it could also be something that you may have overheard, not even directed at you as a kid, and you internalized it, and now that's put a block up and stopped you from moving forward with being productive in life, finding abundance, finding the right relationships. It sounds like it could run the gamut anywhere and everywhere.
It does. And so here's something that I'm going to share with you. This is ancient wisdom. And within the ancient wisdom, which is now really being supported through some of these cutting-edge sciences like epigenetics, neuroscience, different branches of psychology, but within this ancient wisdom perspective, what happens with us, Steve, is that we have within our luminous energy field, which is this energy field that permeates through these subtle energy bodies I was just telling you about, but we have a collection of imprints, these like little bits of information, little records of everything that has ever happened to us of significant importance.
Can I ask you a question before you even go further?
Sure.
Is that known as the Akashic Records?
Well, the Akashic Records is a record of all of the cosmic history that's ever happened, but we do have our very own place in the Akashic Records, and so yes. So it's kind of like we're a book within the Akashic Records, and so you go to the Akashic Records, you take out, you know, Steve's book, and this is the... This is the memories of all of your lifetimes, all of the significant actions that have played out in your life. And so when we never really healed the trauma from a past life, and you know what, we've had a very violent history within the human race over time, right? And so if we've never really healed one of these traumas from the past, the trauma imprint is almost like a magnet. It will attract life experiences. It'll attract people, events into our lives, giving us an opportunity to heal the original wound. And so these are our traumas. We get the opportunity to re-experience them in a way where we can actually now maybe make a conscious decision to do something different or to come at it in a different way. And oftentimes we don't have any idea that these imprints are operating within our energy field. So we will have the same scenario. Maybe it's a loss of empowerment with a boss or even another colleague, or maybe in your relationship with your significant partner, your husband, your wife, your child even. And so when you have these disempowered experiences that are playing out in these patterns, that in some way is a trauma. This is a trauma that we had experienced at some point, whether this lifetime or maybe it's a memory activated in this lifetime that came from a previous life experience. And the other thing too, Steve, we talked about ancestral karma. And so it can also be something we're here to work out for our ancestors' lineage too. And we've had a lot of war throughout our history, a lot of PTSD, which we never even knew what that was until only in the last, however many decades of psychology. And, you know, so everything's been kind of like newly recognized within sciences. And so these traumas, of course, are living within us, playing out the loss of a loved one. You know, if we are, and of course, it's a huge, huge impact to the well-being of our life, loss in so many different ways, you know. And so if we get stuck and we can't get ourselves to get out of this pattern, this is definitely where we find those therapists and the healers, energy healers, to help us move through. And with those types of scenarios, and it's really about deepening into understanding our relationship to the loss and understanding our relationship to how we perceive the world. What does our spiritual ideologies tell us? You know, when many people don't have one, or maybe they do have one, but they're disempowered by it. Or maybe they have one and they're really holding on tightly to it, but it doesn't always make sense to them, and they have a, and they're kind of stuck in that. And so for myself and my service is really being able to help them deepen into the loss, deepen into the understanding, deepen into the deeper meaning of life, which oftentimes we don't really think about what that even means, because we're so busy raising the family, going to work, paying the bills, planning the next vacation, and if we're lucky enough to be able to do all of those things, right? And so being able to really go into the trauma. And so the thing about the trauma is that we want to go, and we, it's not that we want to re-traumatize ourselves, absolutely not, but we want to look at the trauma and look at this pattern, and the pattern and how it has held us back in our lives in one way or another. For example, I'm just going to be simple. A person who gets into a car accident is sometimes afraid to get behind the wheel, afraid to be in a certain part of town where that car accident happened. So those are all trauma responses. And so being able to lift that energy out of the imprint, right? So this is kind of continuing to create that memory within that imprint that holds us back from really being our true empowered self. So we want to go in there. We want to, and I myself as a practitioner works with the client to really look at the deeper healing. And it takes many different ways. And so, you know, ask how long does trauma healing take? It takes as long as it takes for the client to really get in and see the trauma for what the trauma is, what the learning experience is from that trauma, and the ability to recognize how it's played out in their lives and how we no longer are choosing that trauma to carry forward, how we want to let it go, release it. And
well, you said something, Andrea, that was very powerful, and I want to make sure I understand it. You said the trauma shows up again, or you're reminded of it from your past, something to that extent. I'm trying to get my arms around that.
Right, exactly. So, for example, and I'm not quite sure exactly, I'm going to come at it from a couple, two different angles. So the trauma can be activated within us by experiencing trauma in this life. And so I'm talking about an activated trauma from a past life. So if a person had a very traumatic loss of a loved one in the past life, than the loss of a loved one in this life. And whether it is a child, whether it is their significant partner, you know, it's that really deep-rooted love that is, you know, so painful and heartbreaking to have that experience. But, of course, we're going to have our current experience to that trauma, even though we're carrying the previous experience of that trauma, too. So the current experience of the trauma may also have to do with, oh my goodness, everybody's lives are so incredibly unique. And, I mean, we are all these cosmic masterpieces, Steve. Not any one of us is alike. So how we experience life is so, so individual. But, you know, and working with the individual response. And so that's really where it comes down to, is that everybody, you can even have two identical twins who have the very same life, you know, but they're going to experience that life very, very differently because they came in as identical twins in this life, but they carry very long histories of their own life experiences not being a twin, right? So getting back to that is that, each person has their very own unique experience to life. And so when we are activated by a trauma, so again, not even bringing it forward to the car accident, every time a person goes to that intersection, which maybe it's an intersection on the way home, that they get, they get nervous, they start to have their hairs prickle up on the, their neck, they're agitated, there's some sort of physical response that's kind of happening within a somatic kind of energy response that's kind of coming up through them. And so it's really, so that's a whole nother reactivation of the trauma, right? And so we want to be able to work with those traumas to release that so that that person is not at the effect of that previous trauma operating within them. And of course, it always comes to a place of empowerment, Steve. To heal that trauma is a place of overcoming that, looking that, we could call, looking it in the eye and saying, I'm no longer going to be at the effect of you. And of course, it's far more than just looking at your trauma in the eye, but some people could absolutely do that, really jump into the depth of the uncomfortable experience and find a place of empowerment. And oftentimes, some of our most difficult challenges in life, are some of our greatest gifts that we can bring forward when we are able to overcome them. Absolutely.
Wow. How do we overcome those traumas? What's the best way in terms of energy? Like, how do you decide what modality to use? Is it chakra balancing? Is it Reiki? It's case
exactly
by case.
And I believe that, chakra balancing and Reiki, and I don't really know the true essence of Reiki, so I can't speak for Reiki, but Reiki may very well be doing the exact same thing. I just don't know enough about Reiki to be able to answer that. But what happens is that the chakra will hold the activated imprint. We find out, okay, this trauma exists within this person in which one of these chakras? And so it may also exist in several, but we're going to find the one, usually the lower chakras is where the traumas are, and we can work them out. And even if one of the upper chakras, let's say, there's an activated, energy in the first chakra. The first chakra, of course, is our experience to our life. It's our how we were raised in our childhood. It's our ancestors and our lineage roots come from that first chakra for sure. But then maybe it has affecting our fifth chakra, which is our expression, our voice, our truth. How are we able to really show who we are? Well, we're really stuck in that first chakra. So we start with the lowest chakra first. And when we can clear the imprint from the lower chakras, then really amazingly, we can free it up in the upper chakras as well. So we find out where does this most live. So we go to the lowest chakra. And then, of course, there's all sorts of different ways and modalities. But then what I do is I actually go and I begin to use what's called seership. And it's a developed skill. Some people are naturally born with this and are like, but our culture has never really supported that. It's only within the last couple of decades that people are really being empowered by their ability to see information that's like that clairvoyance or clairaudience where you can see or hear or know things in the energy field. People who know how to speak to ghosts and people who can really tap into this energy. A lot of times people, have been ostracized or put on medications and things like that for having those natural gifts. Well, these are gifts that the shamans, the wisdom keepers, the medicine men and women have had and developed over, over their lifetime. But it's very much any one of us can develop these skills. And I've been developing my skills for about 30 years in this area. So it's been a long time. So I would then use my seership to go into the energy and start to see what's the energy that's coming up. And I start to begin to see, where is this trauma coming from? And I'll speak with the client and start talking with them about that. And then what I do is I bring the client into a shamanic state of journey work, and we journey together because everybody has the opportunity to re-experience. I mean, it's about experience. You experience the trauma in the first place that set that imprint in your energy field. Now let's work together to release that or heal that and move that energy out. And of course, there's a lot of the shamanic journey work. There's all sorts of different tools. There's traveling through a person's own personal Akashic record, as we talked about earlier, their own energy field, to look to see, you know, where these very specific experiences happened, whether it's this lifetime or past lifetimes. And so not everybody has the vision or the inner vision to see certain things in that field, but being able to work with them, and of course I speak and I tell them exactly what's kind of happening or what we're doing together, and being able to really kind of move into these places. And sometimes a soul retrieval is very necessary. Big trauma oftentimes results in a soul loss, where that piece of ourselves kind of gets fractured off because it's no longer safe to, you know, to be within the full intact of our energy field. It goes off to another place. And of course, we still have access to it, but we don't know. You know, if we don't know anything about energy and energy healing, we don't know where to go to find it. And so working with a practitioner like myself, we are able to go and find that piece and do a soul retrieval, or we can actually go and we could do energetic, you know, cord cuttings where we're, you know, we're detaching ourselves from toxic behaviors, people that are in our lives. But again, it's about having an experience and non-ordinary reality within where that energy imprint originates, and being able to shift it there and really move it in and out, healing ourselves, healing our past life, or maybe it comes from our ancestor's life, and we can heal it and find that personal empowerment so that we're no longer being stopped by that pattern in our life.
So you mentioned cord cutting, which I've always wanted to do. I've even heard you can find meditations even on YouTube. I don't know if that works, but to cut those cords, is it as simply as the visualization of that person, that situation being connected to you and physically in your mind cutting that cord?
Well, it's not as simple as just the visualization. It's kind of like the same thing as manifestations and laws of attraction. If I just think that I really am going to have, you know, $1 million, am I going to get $1 million, right? So there is a whole other level of energy that is needing to kind of operate in there. It doesn't mean that a person cannot do it on their own, but it also means that there's very specific things that we want to recognize. We cannot heal cord cuttings and releasings of other people until we really understand the depth of the lesson that person has brought into our lives. So people who have had a very tumultuous relationship with their mother, I tend to get these clients whose mother is constantly, you know, on them, or they're mothering the mother, or you know, all these different kinds of things. And it's like when we do a cord cutting, it's really about thanking them for what we've learned about ourselves. It's not, I just want to be done with you, but it's thank you for showing me how to be an amazing mother by you not being an amazing mother for me. And I had to figure that out on my own. Because you were not a great mother, you taught me how to be a great mother. Because you were not a great listener, I learned how to become a great listener. It's kind of sometimes in those parts of our lives that we don't get it from the other person. And of course, we've always wanted it from the other person, but that teaches us how to be that person. So we give the gratitude. We have to thank them for all the lessons that we've learned from them, so that when we cut the cord, we're cutting the cord in the higher energetic vibration that says, I no longer need anything from you because I've learned everything I needed from you. And now I'm done, and I can release you from having to teach me more lessons, because that's what it is. That cord is there to teach you more and more lessons until you learn them. And that's really when the cord can be severed and be done.
Love the way you look at that, Andrea, because many of us are cutting the cord for a typically a negative reason, but you're spinning it around and looking at it as a positive. There's a lesson learned there, whatever it may be, but we're still cutting the cord anyway. So that's pretty powerful.
They are hard relationships. We don't want those relationships in our lives anymore. So that, yes, there is a negative reason we want to cut them. But again, the only way we can heal, Steve, is by going in and learning the lesson. This is the same thing with the trauma imprint. This is the same thing with, our relationships of loss and anger and frustration and hurt. Who are these people that are showing up to show us, maybe our own level of disempowerment, and only so that we can find our empowerment, right? So people show up to give us the opposite experience for us to fully realize the depth of what we're made of. And that is what grows us. That's what moves us forward. That's what expands our consciousness and our awareness. And that's what inspires and teaches and has other people say, hey, what did you do? I want that for me too.
Ring the bell. You just hit it. It's so true in what you're saying, that we realize those things in relationships, and that's what makes us stronger. That's what, you rose above a bad situation. Now you're moving forward. But so many of us take that victim stance where, I get it, you want to bitch, moan, and complain. Yeah, it's human nature, especially to your friends. Oh, I can't believe what happened, blah, blah, blah. But what's that doing for you? How's that moving you forward? It's really not. Letting you vent, but how many times are you going to vent?
Exactly. And that's where the whole perception coaching comes in. Mm. It's how do we look at life? How do we look at the experiences that come into our life to actually bring us empowerment? Instead of living this life, if we live a life of low vibration because we're upset and life is unfair and I'm never going to get ahead and I'm always the one that, chooses the short stick in life or whatever that is, you know what I mean? So it's about, what is life? Let's look at life from a different angle. Why? And so this is the ancient traditions. This is the ancient traditions that there is no coincidence that your life is the way your life is. It's only here to grow you. And do you want to move forward with it, or do you want to be stuck until, for the rest of your life? Because then, again, you'll, eventually have the opportunity to have another one. And then do you want to work through it in that lifetime or not either?
It's so true. It really, life is going to propel you. It's either going to propel you forward, it's going to propel you backward. That's your true decision to make. We're out of time. I got to make the decision to move on. I don't want to, because I've learned a lot today and we got kind of deep into it. If somebody wants to reach out to you, Andrea, best way to do it?
Yes, exactly. My website is so close. Last little bit. Just in the next few days, go ahead and take a look at www.andreadragonfly.com or www.dragonflypassages.com. And also, any emails coming my way can be received at andrea@dragonflypassages.com. And a lot of this information will be also listed on the website. So
awesome. Yes. Well, positive energy going out there that you get that website done ASAP.
It's been so close for 2 weeks now. It was supposed to launch in Thanksgiving, but so close.
Yeah, good things are worth waiting for. So
exactly.
Great talking with you today, and I look forward next time we talk.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Andrea. It's my pleasure. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Dutch diploma to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.